We've had very positive results for 2017, as set out in our report, which was just launched today. We're happy that good progress is being made with regard to our targets of increasing employment, consolidating existing employment, and also on the whole area of language planning, which is central to our activity as well. So despite having some setbacks during the year, we are very happy that things are moving forward in a positive way, and we intend to continue to build on that over the next year. We had major difficulties in recent years in Park Nogidor, the Gidor Business Park, and we had been putting a special emphasis on the development of Park No in terms of improving the infrastructure and promoting enterprise. And a three-year period had been set out for that, which will be completed in April of this year, and we'll be producing a detailed report on the progress made with regard to the recommendations of the Gidor Enterprise Forum at that time. So in terms of moving things forward, we're going to continue to consolidate and to seek to add new employment to companies existing and new companies which are coming in, because as well as the 243 new jobs created, giving us a net increase of 103 extra jobs by the end of the year, new projects were also approved by UDRUS during the year, which when they come to fruition will provide some 239 new jobs, and these jobs are attached to an overall investment by the mainly by the companies themselves of 14.3 million euro. We intend to continue with that work and also to place a special emphasis in our new strategy on the development of natural resources, areas such as tourism and marine resources being central to that.
One of the setbacks that was quite major towards the end of the year was the closure of SLM Cangal Air Chaw there at the business park. Have there been measures taken to give those people who lost their jobs new employment?
The workers that were in SLM are a priority for us. We are working with existing and with new companies to provide jobs on the Park No and in other places. And it's going to be a priority of ours to seek to place the people that lost their jobs in suitable new positions. I'm quite confident that over the coming months and over the next year or so that we should be able to do that. And as I said, that is going to be a priority of ours.